morning. Good morning, Tori.
Morning. Morning, Abel.
Morning, Chevre.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
That's what I was waiting for, Stuart.
The Valdic. All right. Vamos. Well, Chevre, good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Prakim Rambam, Brachos, Prakim Yud and Yud Aleph, concluding the series of Hilchos Brachos. And today's third Perek will be Hilchos Mila Perek Rishon. We are starting with Brachos Perek Yud. Perek Yud is going to be speaking about all of the brachos that are in the category of Shevach and Hoidah. It's going to be Mamash Gevaldik. Perek Yud is relatively a large Perek. It has 26 halachas. And let us start with Halacha Aleph. Says the Rambam, Brachos Acheros Udvarim Acherim Harbe. The Chachamim instituted other types of brachos. In other words, until now, we were learning about the category of the brachos that are connected to Hana'a, Birchas Hanehenet. But now we're going to learn another category and many other brachos, some of which, She'ein Bohen Psicha V'Lei Chasima, that they have, it's a bracha, but they don't open with the barach, nor do they close with the barach. Tikno Chachamim, and they are said, that Achshavach V'Ido Allah Kodesh Baruch Hu, we already wrote out the nusach of the brachos of tefila, but there are many other ones. For example, the Elohein, if you build a new house, and if you buy new utensils, new doesn't mean brand new, it means new for you. It doesn't matter whether you already possess Kalim like it or not, if it's chadash for you, that the Rebbe once asked, why didn't the Rambam mention the shachiyano that we make over Yantiv? He will not mention it here. And the key will be because the shachiyano that the Rambam is focusing on is for something that's new. And the Rebbe understands that Shitas HaRambam is that the Shechiyanu that we make by Yantiv is not because of the Hischachos of Yantiv, but the Shechiyanu of Yantiv is simply because it's Yantiv. Like, for example, if you forget to make Shechiyanu on the first day of Yantiv, you make Shechiyanu on the second day of Yantiv, even though at that point it's not Chadosh, you're making it over Yantiv. Let's go weiter. Halacha Beis. Chein, alright, it's Chaveri La'achar Shloshim Yoyim. If you see a friend after 30 days went by prior to seeing him the last time, you make a shechiyon again because he's new for you. In those days where there was no communication, then you make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechaya Hames. Haroya Priya Mischadish Mishonu Lushono. So, Betchilas Reyosim Mevarech, Shechiyonu. Just to know that we say this prior to eating it. The Rambam speaks about saying it when you see it. Halacha Gimel. Shmo teva, as we'll see, means it was good for you and good for others. Mevarach, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, atoiva hamet. Right, toiv li and metiv lachem. Shama shmo ra'ah, Then you make the bracha, dayon ha'emes. In other words, in like the Gemara says over there in Harayim Brachas, in our experience, it doesn't feel like it's something that's good. Yet we say the bracha dayon ha'emes. Chayiv adam levarech al ra betuv nefesh. A person is obligated to do his or her best to be in the most positive of spirits when they make the bracha of dayon ha'emes. And that's coming from the pasuk V'yohavta Eis Hashem Elokecha, and the pasuk concludes B'chol Me'oidecha. And one of the interpretations of B'chol Me'oidecha is, as Chazal say, that B'chol Mida Umida Shehu Meided. It was no matter what Mida Hashem gives to you from your perception, whether it's Toiva, whether it's Puranius, you should equally love God. U'b'chol Ahav Zu Hayeseder Shenetzavino Ba is. Part of that love isn't just a feeling in the heart, but it is to express it. When things feel difficult, yet nevertheless in a positive spirit. Yoida v'yishabach to God Almighty v'simcha. Halacha dal higia elav toiva. Oy shishama shmua toiva. If something good actually happened or he heard about it. Even though he knows he has foresight, that eventually this will be bad. If a person wins the lottery, understands that in the future it might make him, put him in very difficult situations. Yet you make the bracha for what happened now. And same thing in the opposite. The example Gemara gives is that a person's field was flooded with water. It ruined the crops this year, but the water really irrigated the land for the next crop. Now it's bad, and later it's going to be something good. You make the bracha dayin ha'emes, because the klal in brachis is she'ein bevarchen al ha'asad liyois elo al ma she'eira at. Halacha, hey. Yorduk shomem rabim, flood of rain is not flood, rain, good rain. In yesh lo yisodem, if you have a field, that means you benefit from it, you make a bracha shachiyan. If you're the only one who has a good field, if you know that this rain isn't only benefiting you, but it's benefiting others as well, that's the klal over here, then you make a toiv hamet. If you don't have a field at all, mevarach moedim anachnu loch, Hashem elikeinu, I'll call tipa v'tipa shirada tolonu. And then you begin to say the nusach that when we say in nishmas ilu filu male chule ad hein heim yoidu v'shapchu v'yorchu hashim chamalkenu barachato Hashem keil roiv ha'hoidois v'ha tishbochis halacha vav me'emes ha'mevarchim ala gishamim. So the Rambam says mishayir b'hamayim ala ares, where there's so much water collecting on the ground that the yalu avabois bin amater al pnei hamayim, that you already have bubbles that are forming in the collection of water, and not one or two bubbles, but where the bubbles begin to flow one onto the other, that's called abundant rainfall, for which you make, like we said, the shechiyanu, the hatoivu meitiv, or this beautiful moidem anachnu lach expression of hoida. Halacha zayin, amru loy, someone was told, meis aviv, that one's father, God forbid, passed away, but the father left things, and v'yei roshehu, and therefore the person understands that he yarshin, he now is the owner, right? He inherited things. So im yesh lei achim, so that he inherited together with them. First, he makes the bracha dayin ha'emes. Then he says hatoy v'hameitiv. Im ein lei achim, that's the klal. He makes first dayin ha'emes, then he makes a shechiyanu. Kitzarei shel davar, says the Rambam, kol davar toiva. Shehi loy vila achirim hatoy v'hameitiv. Halacha ches, says the Rambam, arba'a tzrichim lohoides. The four individuals that are required to offer a special thanks to God Almighty. Right, the mnemonic for this is v'chol ha'chayim. Right, ches yud yud men, as we'll see. Choylo shenesrapei. V'chovu sheyotzim ebeisu asurim. V'yorte hayam kisho'olu. And v'chol chidrochim kishiyagiyu. Li Yishuv. Interestingly, the Rambam doesn't speak about a midbar, right? He speaks about you traveled. And listen to this, guys. And two of the 10 have to be chachamim, as it says, v'yiroimimuhu b'kahal am. And it says, write it in the pasuk, uv'moishav zekenim. Zekenim means chachamim. Yahalulu stam lohoidah. When people make a sudas hoidah, which is a derivative from the arba tzericham lohoidahs, because mizvan shaveis hamikdash kaim, we have to bring a korban toidah. The korban toidah comes with 40 loaves of bread. The korban toidah, which is in the category of shlamim, is not like a shlamim in the context of you don't have 2 days in one night. You only have 1 day in one night. So you have to eat up 40 loaves of bread in a very small amount of time. You have to invite guests. It's an inyan to invite someone who's in the category of zekenim, of chachamim. And people nowadays, when they make a suda seidah, they also invite chachamim. The ketzad moide, the ketzad mevarech. So says the Rambam, oimed b'neyem u'mevarech, baruch ato Hashem alekin malach olam, hagoymel l'chayovim toive, shigimolani kol toiv. That there's a ksavia that the Rambam signed, in which the Nusach concludes Shegmolani Toiv. That's the whole debate. Bishifas Rambam, what was the Nusach of the Rambam? They don't give the classical Amen, but here they say Shegmolcha Toiv, right? The one who bestowed upon you good is who Yigmolcha Sela. He should always bestow good upon you. Know what Sela means? Forever. Halacha 9. When you see a place in which miracles happen to our forefathers, if you walk by the Yam Suf, if you know where that is, or if you walk from Avrei Yarden, then you walk by the area where our grandparents walked through the Yarden, same nest under the leadership of Yeshua. Oimer, this is the Nusach of the Bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Sha'asa Nisim La'Aviseinu B'Makim Hazeh. Chein Kol Makim Shenasu Bo V'Chein Kol Makim Shenasu Bo Nisim La'Rabim. However, Avul Makam Shanasa Boy Nesli Yachid, so Kaka Oisa Hayachid, Ubenoi, listen to this, and it goes one generation where Uben Benoi, Mevarach Barachat Hashem, Lekinim Alchaylam, Shasa Li Nes Bamakim Azeh, and if it happened to your father or to your Zayde, you say, Shasa Nesla Aboisai Bamakim Azeh. Another example of a place where a miracle happened, well, not to the Rabim, but not to a Yachid, but something similar. For example, Haroyan, Goiv Arayis, if you see the den of the lions, you mamash see the place where Daniel was thrown into. Or you see the Kivshon Ha'esh, Shuhush Lachboi Chanani Mishol Vazariah. You make the bracha, Barachato Hashem, Alekenim Alcha'olam, Sha'asa Neis Latzadikim Bamakim Hazeh. Haraya Makam Sho'evdim Bayavid Zara. If you see a place in which people worship idols, Mevarech Barachato Hashem, Alekenim Alcha'olam, listen, that Shinnasan Erechapayim Lo'evri Ritzoine. That God has patience. If you see a place where people used to worship idols and they no longer do, makim shenekem emenu avodah zarah, so depends in the Eretz Yisrael, who, if it's in the Holy Land, mevarech baruch ata Hashem alekinim alech olam, sha'akar avodah zarah ma'artzein. If this place is in b'chutz la'aretz, mevarech sha'akar avodah zarah mimakim hazeh. And v'oymar, no matter how you begin the bracha, you conclude, kishem sha'akarta mimakim zeh, kach ta'aker mikol mekoymus. And the v'soshev leiv oivdeyem la'avdacha. Right, the story is Beruri Yanav Meir. Oh, you make give a bracha, Yitamu Chatoyim Min Ha'aretz. Right, the chet should be removed, but not the sinners. If I care, the sinners should do truth.
Do we say the first one by a church?
You could. You'll be saying brachas the whole day over here. Haraya Bati Yisrael Bi Yeshuvah. Now, Bati Yisrael, according to some opinions, means shuls. Perhaps it means when you walk in, you walk over here in Pickford Village, you walk in the beautiful neighborhoods here in LA. I'm wondering whether Bate Yisrael be Yeshuvim is Dafka Beretz Yisrael, or even if it's in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, right. Machlikas here in the place. Haray kibre Yisrael, mevarech baruchat Hashem alekinim alecha olam, asher yotzed eschem badin, v'don eschem badin, right, we're familiar with this from the minor lashon, v'chilkel eschem badin, v'hemes eschem badin, v'hu asin lohakem eschem badin, l'chayo elam abba baruchat Hashem, v'chaya hames. Halacha yudal, haray yeshesh meyois elef adam ke'echot, when you see 600,000 human beings, Im goyim heim. Now here, chevra goyim means idol worshippers. Oimer, he says, boisha imchem ma'oid. Wow. Chafra yeladetchem. And hini, achriz goyim will be midbar tziyah va'arav. Im Yisraelim. So now it depends. Ube Eretz Yisrael. It's not only Yidden, but they're also there in the Holy Land. Then you say, Baruchat Hashem, Elokein Melech Ha'olam, Chacham Harazam, that God is the one that knows the secrets. In other words, even though 600,000 people, right, not only aim parts of Teim Shavuos, but aim the Yisem Shavuos, that God understands them all. And more than that, the fact that they gather together, it's amazing how people that are different should stay apart and all of them gather together. Haraya Mechachmei Umas Ha'olam, Aymer Baruchat Hashem, Elokein Melech Ha'olam, if you see Chachma Yisrael, then you make a bracha. If you see Malchay Yisrael, to those who fear it, if you see a king from the Malchay, what's the definition today of a king? Is it someone who has the right, who has the power to take life? Many people say that anyone who has the right to commute, to save life, which is talking about the power of the president of the United States has. And if you see him, you make this bracha. Shanasan nikavoy doyla basar vadam. Halacha yud beis. Haroya es akushi. The point of a kushi here, just to make it clear, is that the Rambam never saw a kushi. In other words, it's when you see someone who you're not familiar with, something very unusual. That's what he's saying. Oy hamishunim b'tzuras b'neim oy b'evreim. Something that you never noticed. Meaning they don't hang out in your neighborhood. Then you make a bracha, barachato Hashem, elokeinim alecho elam, mishana es abriyas. Now, haroya suma, if you see a person who's blind, person who's kiteya, person who's missing a limb, person who is a mukashchen, right, is afflicted with boils, or uboy hakonim, people whose skin is filled with white patches, blotches. So then you make a bracha, barachato Hashem, elokeinim alecho elam, dayno emes. In other words, if it's just, you're not familiar with it, nothing wrong with them, you make a Mishana Habriyas. Understand? But if it's like a problem, then you make a Dayino Emes. Im Noildu Kememe Iman Mevarach Mishana Sabriyas. In other words, it's not as bad as. Haroya Es Apil. Again, something that the Rambam never saw. Or if you see a monkey, or if you see a kipu for some sort of owl. These are creatures that you never saw. So then you say, Baruch Mishana Habriyas. Halacha Yud Gimel. You see beautiful and well-formed creatures. And when you see beautiful trees, you bless God for making a world like this so beautiful. There's a big machlokes whether you make birchas ilanos on any budding tree or only on a fruit budding tree. That shitas Rambam, the fact that the Rambam didn't just say ilanos parchos, flowering trees would have been enough, but the Rambam adds nitzonim oilem, sprouting branches. But in the Gemara you don't have that. That's shitas the Rebbe. The shitas Rambam, it's only a fruit tree. Then you mevarich baruchat Hashem alekinim aluch oilem shlechisav oilem klum. When winds are blowing very powerfully, and the al habrakim on lightning, and the al haramim on thunder, the al koil ha'avara and on loud rumbling sounds, shatishama ba'aretzan is coming from the ground like rechaim gedolim, like large mills. This is sounds that you hear here, right, when there's an earthquake. Or even if it's not an earthquake, push up the sounds of rumbling in the ground. And if you see what we call in English shooting stars, or a star that has a tail, people call that a comet. These are all unusual things. You say, the Rebbe pointed out, and by the way, when we were learning Shabbos, we became aware of this, that the Rambam is not consistent in how much of the pre-bracha does he quote. Sometimes he doesn't quote any word. Sometimes he just says Baruch. Sometimes he says Baruch Ato Hashem. Sometimes he only says Baruch Shekoich Yoros Mali Yalom. The Rebbe brought it up without giving a beard, but someone should make it, this is the thorough work, because throughout all of these series, there isn't a apparent consistency as why does the Rambam quote part, all, or none of the prefix. It
depends on how much paper he had.
No, that cannot be the reason. Okay, so, okay. Halachat as well. Al ha'arim, if you see mountains, v'al ha'gvois, if you see hills, v'al ha'yamim, if you see big oceans, v'al ha'midbaris, if you see deserts, v'al ha'naharis, if you see rivers, In other words, if the interval was 30 days, I said, Bereshis. There was the Mediterranean, but it can go to the Pacific Ocean also. Then you say, you have to be more specific. I think the greater the phenomena, the more you have to specify. That's the key. It's not just the rainbow. It's the rainbow in the cloud. Many people see rainbows that are not in the cloud. Just to be aware of that. That's not the rainbow. In other words, you have to know how to look at a rainbow. The pshat of the rainbow is that even though it's cloudy, even though it's dark, there's still beauty. There's still a tzaddik. There's still some. There's a silver lining. If it's not a rainbow, that's not connected to the bris that God made with Noach. When you see the levana, when it's being renewed. Now we know that api halacha is 3 days from the moilad, api kabbalah 7 days from the moilad. The Rambam doesn't have any of it. Mavarech, we'll see from the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's from the first time you see it until the middle of the month, which means until the 16th. V'loy ad b'chlal. Rambam is 15 days. Mavarech, baruch atah Hashem alakinim alachaylam asher. V'ma'amarei baruch shchakim. I want to tell you that Rabbi Reichik, all of a sudden, Rabbi Shmuel, David, Rabbi Reichik said to people here that I know that if they didn't say Kiddush Levana, when they should have. In other words, it's after even the most pidyavidic sheet of how far can you stretch it. So either to open up, I think it's Sanhedrin Membeis, and learn the Rush, or to read the Rambam. In other words, if you were to, and he said to do it outside, to go outside, now let it do it, it's after the month, but learn this halach in the Rambam. So epis yuchaptin akidush levana without a problem. Interesting concept. Halacha yud zayin. Betzarech levarech bracha zum umat. So in the honor of the Shechina, you got to stand. And the im loy beirach ala b'leil harishayin, wow. Not after 3 days. Zichar not al pi kabbalah after 7 days from the moila. If you didn't do it on the first night, which is when you should have done it, then the baruch ala ad shisha asun yoy b'chodesh. Again, the 16th ad means v'loy ad b'chlal. In other words, ad shetimale pikimas, until the moon is at its fullest. Once it starts getting diminished, It's not called bechidusha. Halacha yud ches. If you see the sun on the day of the spring equinox, which happens once in 28 years, when the tkufa begins on leil revi'i, obviously you can't make the bracha leil revi'i because it's at night. You're not going to see the sun, but you're going to make it within the first 3 hours of Wednesday day. Now, the sun is going to be every 28 years exactly in the position that it was when God created it. Truth be told, there's a machlokes between Shmuel and Avad. This is called Tkufa Shmuel, Tkufa Avad. It's amazing when it comes to these dinim that halacha paskins like both opinions. Just like, for example, we paskin that God created the world in Tishrei, Benegeh Rosh Hashanah. If that's the case, then God created the sun, Tkufas Tishrei, not Tkufas Nisan. And we paskin sometimes here, sometimes there, even in the movement of the sun, according to Ravada, that the Rambam will paskin like Tkufas Ravad, as we'll learn in Kiddush HaChodesh. This is only the Tkufas Shmuel. It's easy to, Shmuel has a very rounded off number. So everything repeats itself. After 28 years, it's always going to be on the same day. According to Ravada, that it's not exact, it's always going to change. Here we paskin like Shmuel. So Kishroya Oysa, when you see it, and Dafka began to be a Baboiker. And we only allowed for the first few hours in the day because really the sun was created Tuesday night. Leil Revi, Mevarech Baruch Oisa Bereshis. Okay, very nice. I know that the next time we're going to do Birchas Hachama, we call that, it's going to be April 8th, 2037. That's the next upcoming time.
Is this bracha different than Oisa Maisa Bereshis? It's the same thing.
Oisa Bereshis. What does the Rambam say before? Also Oisa Bereshis. The Rambam doesn't say Oisa Maisa Bereshis. Now the Birchas Hachama we do. What the Rambam is going to write now, just to know, we don't do it. But just like the sun comes back to a specific spot, there are certain other positions of planets that when they come back exactly to certain spots, the Rambam, you make a special bracha, which is, for example, when the Levana is going to be exactly in the beginning of the Mazel Tov, in the beginning of the month, but exactly means not only is it the date of the month, that the moon is not going to be north of the equator or south of the equator. We're going to explain all these things better in Kiddush HaChodesh. Any of the Shiva Koich Melechas, In other words, we spoke about the sun, we spoke about the moon, we speak about the Shiva Koich Melechas, so the other five of the seven, when they come back with Tchilas Mazal Tov, and what if and when they are there, they're not going to be a little, not even a drop to the north or to the south of the equator, which is a phenomenon that happens rarely. When you notice that, again, we only make the Birchas Hacham. As we had before, Bati Yisrael be Yeshuvim. Omer, Beis, Geim, Yisach Hashem. God will pluck out the houses of the proud. We're speaking here. Okay. B'churbanam, Omer, Keil, Nukomis Hashem, Nukomis Yifia. Again, Umay So'ilam means from Oiv de Avoy de Zodam, from these Lashonis. You say, Busha Imchema Oid. Guys, the way they would warm up the bath water, Yaakov, is that there would be wooden floors, and other than the wooden floors, a little bit down, there were actual coals burning with fire, and there was a sakana going into a Beis HaMelechus. Unlike today, it was relatively a lot more dangerous. So prior to entering to the Melechus, you say, if you make a tefillah saderech, then you make it every time you go into a shvitz. Today, maybe if there's COVID-19, you go to the Russian shvitz. Monkeypox. If you're going to bloodlet, there's a danger. You know, you're losing blood. Just want to point out that when we began Mamash in the first halach of this Pedic, that the Rambam said that there are many expressions of Shabbach and Ayudah that don't open with a Baruch and don't close with a Baruch. Many people were thinking, where is it? Here's a good example. It's not all of the prayers here. It's in the category of Shabbach and Ayudah. It's really a prayer. And even though there's no bracha prior or post, but when you leave, you say Baruch Atu Hashem, Roifei Choylom. Halacha Chav Beis. Ha'hoylach Lomoyt Goroinoi. Here there's a phenomenal mystical concept that the Chazal say that there's a special bracha that is found on that which is hidden from the eye. So when you have a storage home, now you can argue whatever is there, we don't look at it that way. Prior to it being counted, it's open to receiving a bracha. There can be an upgrade in it. Dafka because it's not seen yet. Many people understand that the reason why the Rebbe was so not pro looking in the ultrasound at a fetus because that of this rule that there's a special bracha that shayra b'davar dafka that samui min ha'ayin. So you make certain requests prior to measuring, and once you know exactly how much you have, there's no point of asking for brachas. It is what it is. Here we go. So when you're going to measure your silo, wanting to know how much grain you have, oymer yiratzim ufanach Hashem alekai shetishlach bracha l'maisa yada. That's when you're walking there. When you enter your silo, his chalamoid, even if you began, but you didn't conclude yet, Oymer Baruch, Hashileyach Baruch HaBikriyazeh. Madad, once you finished measuring, you know exactly how much money you have in the account. And you make a prayer, right, that there should be a bracha in it. Harezu Tfila Shav. And Bechol Hatzoyik L'Sha'avad is called Harezu Tfila Shav. Gavaldik. Halacha Chav Gimel. Hanichlas Al Beis HaMedrash Omer. Yiratz Mufanach Hashem Alekai. Shalai Koshal B'dvar Halacha. Meaning, specifics. Shalai Omer Al Atoir Tomei V'Al Atomer V'Al Atomer V'Al Tomei Tor. V'Loi La Mutar Asa V'Losa Mutar. V'Loi Ekoshal B'dvar Halacha. V'Yis B'chubi Chavayrei. And there's another bracha. I shouldn't make a mistake as one bracha. I'm asking for God something else, that there are times that when A makes a mistake, when he stumbles, B rejoices in the fact that A stumbled, which is a terrible thing. And he somehow caused that. So I don't want to be the one who's stumbling, which will make the other person rejoice. And similarly, Va'al Yakosh Lu Chaveirai Ve'esmach Bohem. Ubitzi Yosai Alacha Chabdalad Mebeis HaMedrash Oymer Moida Ani Lefanach Hashem Lekai Shesamta Chelki Miyosha Beis HaMedrash. And therefore, Makabal Schad. That's the biggest schad, the learning. When you enter a large city, there's villages are more safe. That's the world, that's the way it always was. You enter a large city, there's danger. Now there's a special danger when you enter, dafka when you enter. Because they know here all the gringos are coming. So once you entered already, even though you didn't leave yet, you're already moida ani lefanach Hashem lekai shechnastani l'shalom. So here again, there's no baruch in the beginning, no baruch in the end. But it's like a shemach. You're giving God a praise. Uch shiavake shlot says when you are going to be leaving, go imed yatzal vanach Hashem lekai shetoytzi eini mikrach zel l'shalom. Then yatzal v'shalom women. Once you got out, you say moida ani lefanach Hashem lekai shoytzi sani mikrach zel l'shalom. Then you add, Uchashem, Shoit Sasani Lushalim, Kach, Twelichen Lushalim, Satsiden Lushalim, Satsiden Lushalim, Satsileni Mikaf, Oyev, Oyev, Baderech. There's a lot to speak, Pasha. We don't have enough time. But here, clearly, you know, when do you begin Tfilah Saderech? Clearly, there was a Tfilah that you make when you are leaving in the city. And then there is a Tfilah that you make once you left the city. Halacha, final halacha chavav of this beautiful long Perek. Klaloi Shaldav. La'oilam Yitzak Adam Al Ha'asad Lavi Vivakishtach. Right? True, we believe after something happened, Dayan HaEmes, that it was Dayan HaEmes, not only do we accept it, but we know deep down it's for our good. But when it comes to the future, we ask for what we call in our language, nothing wrong with that, even though we know everything is really good. When it comes to the future, we ask for God it should be good the way we understand it's good. And now, for what happened in the past, everything that happened was for my good. The Yitin Hoidal Masha Avar, the Yoidav Yishabach Lefi Koichan. Even if it feels not good, and v'chol hamarba lohoides es Hashem u'lashabchei tamed, that person is worthy to be praised. Hadei zem mishubach gevaldik. All right, chevra perek achad osen, which is the final chapter in the series of Tinchas Brachas. Here we're going to learn about the formulation or the nusach of the brachas, and we're going to learn a lot about the category of birchas hamitzvos and the nuance of the formulation birchas hamitzvos. Okay, Perek Achadoser has 16 halachas, beginning with halacha Aleph, says the Rabbi. Yaakov Haltkop, kol habrachis kulam. This is the general rule, many exceptions, but you begin with this rule. When it comes to brachis, poseach behem baruch, and v'choisim behem baruch. It opens with baruch, and baruch also means, like we said, if there's no shame on malchus, it's not called a brach. So it's baruch ato Hashem alekeinu malach ha'olam, and then at the end you say baruch ato Hashem. Chutz mi brach achrenu shol kriya shema, guys, brach achrenu shol kriya shema is emes v'yatziv or emes v'emunah. You don't begin that with baruch at all, and ubrachas smucha lechaberto, which will be all of the 17 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Now that is 1918. The new bracha doesn't begin with the baruch because you began with the baruch in the beginning. I don't know if it was here during the week or Shabbos. We spoke out the Tosfos. The kasha is if there's no bracha without Shema Malchus, and all of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei don't open up because it's really drawing from the opening. But the opening of Shemoneh Esrei lechayda there's only Shem. And there's no malchus. We don't say baruch atah Hashem alekeinu malach ha'olam. We say baruch atah Hashem alekeinu malakei avisenu. So Tosfos answers elekei Avraham means malach ha'olam. How beautiful is that? Since Avraham Avinu was mamlech Hashem in the world, it's mamish malchus, the God of Avraham. Beautiful. Okay. Ubirchas ha'peiros. Now birchas ha'peiros, it's in the opposite. Birchas ha'peiros means that we open up with the baruch atah Hashem alekeinu. But then we're not choisim with a baruch ato Hashem. All we say is chayish hakol mayrimin mezoynus. No, there's many exceptions. In principle, it begins with opens and it closes. Aside of this, and that, and all of a sudden there's not that much left. Ubirchas asiyas hamitzvos. All birchas koydim to mitzvos. Not all, my friends. I mean, birchas atoyd is different. But as a rule, you also, you know, lohaniach tefillah. You only open up with the baruch. And no, there's a rule and there's many exceptions. In all three categories, again, of Birchas HaNehenen, of Birchas HaMitzvahs, we're following the Seder right now, and of Birchas HaShavach HaNehenen. Yesh Mahen, indeed, ultimately, de facto, you'll have some of them will be Paseach LaBaruch, Venu Chayis Mabaruch. The Yesh Mahen, Shu Chayis Mabaruch, Venu Paseach LaBaruch. Elom at mi birchas mitzvahs, like birchas sefer Torah, that opens and closes. Or v'roya kibre Yisrael, we had this in Halachi Yud. Guys, you'll see the rule will be that when a bracha is called a long bracha, however you define the long bracha, then it will open up and it will close with the baruch. That's an example of the category of Shavach Neidah, that it does open and close. Avol sha'ar brachas and mitzvahs kulam, by birchas, by other than the ones that we just mentioned, birchas ha'toira, and by the beis hakvaras, that's birchas. See, it's interesting that a birchas ha'toira, what is that? Really, there's a whole machloikas. Is it birchas hanehenim? Is it birchas ha'mitzvahs? Is it birchas shavach ha'nidah? Many people say it's all three. That's why we make three brachas. We make three brachas before we learn toira in the morning. So the avol sha'ar birchas ha'mitzvahs, poiseach v'em b'baruch, v'einoi chaisim. Okay, in fact, so a birchas ha'mitzvahs, that will be the rule. Halacha beis, yesh mitzvahs asei she'adam chayv lishtadel v'lidoiv at she'yaso ois. There are certain positive mitzvahs that are in the category that it's called the mitzvah chiyuvis, like tefillin. You have to put on tefillin. And if you don't have it, go make an effort to get it. You have to sit and live in a sukkah for the 7 days. You have to take the lulav and the shayf. The elohen amr krayim chayva. Chayva means that she adam chayva al kolponim laso isam. No matter what, you got to do everything you could to do them. The yesh mitzvah she'in a chayva. It's not in the category of chayva. It's a mitzvah. But it's called a reshus, like a mezuzah, like a mica, because you're not obligated to live in a home that is chayv a mezuzah. You can live in a home, we learned through Hilchas Mezuzah, you know, any types of homes and doorways. Your house is not dalad, dal, dalad. You're not mechuyev to live in a home that's chayv a mezuzah. She'en odom chayv lishkan b'bayis a chayv a mezuzah, k'dei she'yasa mezuzah. Ela im rotza lishkan kol yama b'oil, oi b'sfina, yeshev. V'chein en a chayv libnis b'ayis k'dei lasis mica. With more nuance, you can even have a house if the roof is slanty, it's not shy to walk on the roof. You're also exempt of a mic. Interesting, the Rebbe points out why didn't the Rama mention sitzes, that he's wrote explicitly. That's the whole word. That you're not mechuyev to get a beggar of dalat kamfas. But he didn't write that. B'chol mitzvah sasei. Yes, he did, but now he's making this klalim. Normally, the seder of the Rama is it's klal uprat, and many times it goes back to a klal, which is what he's doing now. He began with the big, then he went into details. Now he's like summarizing. When you do that, if you draw from that which you mentioned, it's easier to remember. He didn't do it here for a reason. Says the Rambam, no matter what category it is, if it's Ben Adam Lamakoyim, Bei Mitzvah She'ein Chayva, Bei Mitzvah She'ein Chayva, the rule is, Mevarech Aleha, when Chaydam La'asi Yasa. Now, Chaydam La'asi Yasa is going to be a little bit more nuanced, as we'll see soon. Halacha 3, for example, you have to hear the Megillah, but it's called Mikra Megillah, right? Purim day, even at night also. Badlokas ner Shabbos, badlokas ner Chanukah, that's one category. Bein mitzvah she'enam choyva, like making an Eruv. You don't have to make an Eruv chatzeres, so don't carry in the chatzim. The tilas yudayim is, don't eat. When you're eating bread, you have to wash your hands, but you're not mechuyev to eat bread. Nevertheless, when you do them, mevarech al hakoil koydim laasayos mashekid shonu b'mitzvayis mitzivanu laasayis. Now the question is, v'hecham tzivanu b'atayda b'shakosim ba asher yoyimru l'chatas. Now it's very important to chab that when it comes to wearing tefillin, God commanded me to put on tefillin. What did God command me? God did not command me mikra megillah. God commanded me l'shmoya l'divrei chachamim. L'shmaya is the same. It doesn't make a difference whether it's Megillah, whether it's Chanukah. That's why the Rambam over here, he said, B'tzivanu lasos. He doesn't conclude it. Because the point, it's a different nuance. God did not command the detail, but God commanded me to listen to the Chacham. Nimtza ingen hadvarim v'hatzon kachu. When you touch that pasuk, asher kedushanu mitzvosav, she'tziva bohen l'shmaya me'elu, and they commanded us lahadlik ner Chanukah. Because I was commanded to listen to them, and they now told me to light the Chanukah, to read the Megillah. V'chein sha'ar kol ha-mitzvah yishem edivrei soifim. Halacha dalot. Loma imer baruch ha-nolot tilas yudayim achrayinom. See, by the way, Yaakov, the Rambam spoke about it before. This is klal o prato klal. He's saying certain things. Because the Chachamim said, the way that Rambam says, Natilas Yadayim, in the beginning and at the end, the Rambam never even separated. So why don't you make a bracha before my Machreinim, and the Rambam holds very importantly, udvarim shehein yishum sakana ein mevarchem aleihem. Ulahoyer, we'll see soon when the Rambam speaks about making a bracha. When you make a maika, maybe the Rambam is repeating this over here, that we should have a clarity in the Rambam's understanding of the mitzvah of making a fence around your roof, as we'll speak out in a moment. Not a bracha. Very good. Very good. That's it. Okay. Yeah, Kihiratzin, okay, just Rabbi Shalman is pointing out that Kihiratzin we make for a danger, the whole Tzilas HaDerech. A bracha we don't make.
Before Khan, those Kihiratzin brachas.
Huh?
Those Kihiratzin you mentioned before were Khan and brachas.
Not over here, not in this context. Let me word it this way. Shekidishanav mitzvaysav. Shekidishanav mitzvaysav vitzivanu. Oh, very good. Holam holamad ha-doyim ha-lemish ha-sin ha-samayim. Imagine you strain drinking water. What was the fear? You don't want for there to be a leech in it. God forbid, you'll swallow the leech. So you strained it, and then you drank it. And you're not going to say, even though the Chachamim told us to do many things, or not to do certain things when Pnei HaSakana, but we don't make a Vitzivan. Guys, listen to this. She did a mitzvah without making a brach. So, im mitzvah shadayin asiyosa kayemes. If the mitzvah still continues, even when we spoke out that the mitzvah is lohaniyach tefillin, not it should be on you. But even though the mitzvah is bizman asiyasa, it doesn't matter. As long as the tefillin shalyad remains on your arm, you can't say the mitzvah is done. The mitzvah is not done yet because it's still on you. But if the mitzvah is still continuing, then mevarech al asiyah. But if it completely passed, too late. We'll give various examples. If you can make it now. That's a big chiddush. Because even though the mitzvah is the act of putting it on, but since you did not remove it, there's no gemar mitzvah yet. There's a hemshech of the mitzvah. The achar sheyashav, you can still make leisha basuka v'chein kol kayyotze be'elu. Loi nigman ha-mitzvasim. Halach evolved, in contrast, avalom shachar im shachar, you shechted. Once you shechted, that's it. You cut the two simanim, it's done. Ein choyzer achar shechit ha-mavarach ha-shechit shonu ha-seyiz v'tzvana ala shechit. Similarly, v'chein ha-mikisa ha-dam b'loi bracha. Oy hitrish trumu ha-maisles. Oy shetaval, you went to the mikvah, you got out of the mikvah, b'loi beirach. That today women, they're going to go under the water at least twice, and they'll make the bracha between the first and the second. The Rambam doesn't mention that. Forget the Rambam. The Rambam says clearly that the only person that makes a bracha after the mitzvah is the ger. And we extend it, when a woman goes to the mikvah, we extend it to a certain degree by Natila Sudaim. We don't make the bracha prior to washing, even though we do it prior to Lashif Shabbat Yodayim, but in Kalamakam, let's go by that. Allah Chazayim. The only time you make it afterwards is when someone who's going to become Jewish goes to the mikvah, and that's because you cannot do it prior, not because you're tummy, because there's no vitzivanu prior to being ayid. There's no kedusha, there's no tzivui. And therefore, lefikach achar sheyitbol mevarech al hatfila epnei shoyu dochli meikarav halachas. Now what happens if there are many steps in the doing of the mitzvah? In the Yerushalmi, there's a shita that holds that you make a bracha when you build the sukkah. You can't sit in the sukkah without building it. So even though we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi, but we view the building of the sukkah as the beginning of the doing of the mitzvah. So when do you make the bracha? Koidem la'asiyasa means koidem to the final step, says the Rambam. Kol mitzvah she'asiyasa gemar chiyuvah, mevarech mesha'as asiyah. For example, Ketzer, when you build a sukkah, the Rambam holds that building of the sukkah is part of the mitzvah. But there's another commandment after you built it to live in it. Or lulav. Guys, what's the two steps in the lulav? The Rebbe spoke about this in the Yechidus, the Rebbe spoke about it in the Fabrengen. The lulav doesn't mean the binding of the lulav, which what most people erroneously learn in the Rambam, because the Rambam is going to pass in that lulav ain't sarach eged. We learned the sugya in the Gemara. So therefore, it must mean the Rebbe says that before you cut the lulav off the tree, or before you harvest it, that's the preparatory step that you can say is part of the mitzvah, but it's not the final step. Oy shofar, when you're making the shofar, or when you're tying the tzitzis, or when you're making the tefillin, when you're writing the mezuzah, right? Uchsavtom. Einam avarach b'shas asiyah shekashom says it's fun olasoyz suka oylul avilich of tefillin. Why? The pnei sheyesh achar asiyah soy a commandment regarding this. So when do you make the bracha? So he goes b'shas b'shas sheyesiv asuk. Or when you're going to be shaking the lulav, or when you're going to hear the sound of the shofar, or when you're going to wrap yourself right prior to wrapping, right prior to each one. Ubishas lavishas tefillin ubishas kviyas amezuzah. Aval, however, yimasa maika mevarach bishas asiya asher kedushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu la'asoyis maka. Because you're not obligated to dwell in the maika. The only moment of the mitzvah is to make the maika. That's the beginning and the end of it. That's the whole mitzvah. So you make it prior to making it. Now, the Rambam, in between the lines, he wants to point out something else, that when you read the Pesukim in Parshas Kiseitze, right, I think Kiseitze, when the Torah says, Ki yipoil hanoifol mimeno, so many understand that the Torah is saying, why should you build a fence for no one to fall? If that would be the pshat, then building the maika is to prevent a sakana. The Rambam just said, you don't make a bracha for anything that's to prevent a sakana. Forget this, Araya, from the Rambam understands that there's two different dinim. There's a din of making a mica beyond preventing people falling. And then make sure no one falls is a separate part. But one is independent of the other. Halacha test. Kol mitzvah shi mizman lazman. Like shofar, sukkah, lulav, umikra megillah, v'ner chanukah. V'chein kol mitzvah shi kinyan loy. It's your acquisition, belongs to you. Like when you want tzitzis, tefillin, and mezuzah, mica. V'chein mitzvah shi einot adira. And therefore, like circumcising one son, like doing a pidyon haben, that many people don't make a shachiyano by bris milah because of the tzar of the baby. Still, in other words, that here, the Shechiyanu l'Rambam, you don't make it when you do the mitzvah, when you're being yoitz. The brach birchas ha-mitzvahs you make at the final step. The Shechiyanu l'Rambam says, b'shas asiya. If you didn't make the brach ha-shechiyanu b'shas asiya, then do it the way we do it, when you do the mitzvah. Halacha yud, echad o'ayis ha-mitzvah. Yeah, that's what Rambam is saying, clear. Yeah. Echad o'ayis ha-mitzvah la'atzmai, ve'echad o'ayis ha-mitzvah la'cheirem. Very important rule. So by Birchas Hanehenen, at least B'diyavid, we learn you can make a Zashahakal for everything. For all types of psalmim, you can make B'diyavid, Mine, psalmim. For mitzvahs, there's no such a thing. And putting your talis and tefillin. You can't do that. So if you're going to start learning, looking now at the nusach of the bracha, many times we say, let's say, l'kavoya mezuzah. Many times you say, al kviyas mezuzah. What determines? That was the Gemara Pesachim that we learned. Right? Al b'dikas chametz, livdik chametz. So that one gives a very simple rule. If you're doing it for yourself, you say lasois. Not about the mitzvah. God commanded me to do it. But if you're doing it for someone else, as we'll give examples, then you make al ha'asiyah. You'd base, for example, ketzad. Lavash tefillin. When I put on tefillin, I make l'nir tefillin. When I wrap myself on sitzes, I say lehi satif. Yashav asuka, leishav asuka. V'cheinu mevarach lahatlik nashol Shabbos. Or the nusach of the Rambam, when it comes to halal, was ligmar as a halal. And by the way, ligmar is dafka ligmar, because the Rambam, when you're only saying what we call chatzi halal, if it's not the whole halal, which is only a minig, you know, make a bracha. If it's your house and you're putting it up, you say likvoya. Awesome, Michael. Legagoy mevarach hashikatrum zitzvano lasei smik. Hitrashum laatzai lahafush. Bolus benay mevarach lomul alabein lomul esabein. Shachat pischa v'chay gosim mevarach lishchay. Aval alach yud gimol. If you put up a mezuzah for someone else, then the nusach is not like voya, it's al kvi as mezuzah. If you make for someone else a fence around their roof, if it's a roof that people walk upon and it's flat, etc., mabarich ala siyas maika. Hifresh lem truma mabarich ala frashas truma. Malas ben chaveri mabarich ala mila. The nusach changes. V'chin kol ka yoytze be'elu. What happens if it's bohu? Halacha yudalid, osa mitzvah loy v'lachinim kiyachon. Im hoysa mitzvah she'ein achayva. Since it's, even though we said before you make a bracha anyway, but since it's not a chayva and it's you on someone else, then you say ala siyam. For what will be a great example, Eruv Chatzedus. It's not just for you, it's for everyone who lives in this area. So then you make it al mitzvah Eruv. But if it's an obligation, and but here you make the lasois. For example, the one who blows the shofar says, lishmoya koil shofar, not al shmias koil shofar. Because you're doing it for you, even though you're doing it l'achedim. But since it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's kavaldik. Now you have an insight when you say what? Halacha tezvav, not a lasalulav, levarech al natilas lulav. Question is, why it doesn't fit? It should have said, litoy lulav. What's al natilas lulav? So here the Rambam is addressing, you know, we learned this in the Gemara. You got a problem by a lulav the moment you picked it up, where you're not already yoitza. So how do you do the bracha over lasi yosem? Taka, that's a problem. Shekivan sheik biyo yotze yidei chavos. Now we say it prior to putting it together. Doesn't matter, but since to a certain degree you already had them all of the dalal minim on your hands at the same time, even at a sheet in the Gemara, remember that? Doesn't have to be at the same time, not at the same time. So that's why it's al, because it was done already. Avla made a chaydim shigital. Indeed, look at the Rambam is saying, if you make the bracha prior to picking up the minim off the table in front of you, the nusach is litoy lulav as you make it leishav asuk. Wow. If you make a bracha after you did it, guys, we already learned before, when you are allowed to make a bracha, because the bracha was not did not finish yet, then you say, then you make the bracha al ha'asiyo. Well, yes, you do. And now you have, according to the Rambam, didn't he write beferish before that you say lo haniyach tefillin? According to the Rambam, it should have been al hanach asulam. These are the topics that everyone speaks about. Aval until siyadai mashchitam hoyl ubedivrei shusein afilo shachar laatzmai. And another exception. Why don't you make it lishchait? Because you can't say you commanded me to shech because we're not commanded. Don't eat meat. There, even when you're doing it properly, oyv lasayos, and you say al hashchitam, or you say al kisu yadam. Because you were not obligated to come into a scenario where you have a kisui yadam. Now hold on, let me ask you, what happens in the Beis HaMikdash when a person brings a bird carbon? Which you're obligated to bring. Then l'chayra, you don't say al kisui yadam mistami, you say the nusach l'chasui yadam. Chenu mevarach al bir chametz. Same kasha. Why al bir chametz? Should be levayir chametz, right? And even if you're baidik mele badak lachedim, I get it. But if you're baidik for yourself, why? Shemishah shugomar beliba li batel. Oh, that's, we got to learn psachim. Because really, you can argue that on a biblical level, the concept of bitul chametz, belave. So once I was mevatel my chametz belave, midoi raisa, I fulfilled my tashbisu. I don't have to make a bedika now, midoi raisa. The Chachamim were afraid, Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafa. Oh, that's Kavaldik. That's why you can't say Le, because you can argue, you're not Uchuyev. Sholot, Nasis Amit Sabir Kanshi Yivdoik, Kamashi is Barabim Akoimai. Final halacha to Zion, Kol Dover Shu Minog. Afa Pisha Minog Neviim. What's a Minog Neviim? Taking Darava on the seventh day, Nishan Rabba. The Ein Tzarech Lomer, if it's a minik from the later generation of the Chachamim, like reading the entire Hallel. I'm sorry, reading part Hallel. I'm sorry, that's a minik. Reading the entire Hallel is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. A minik. Berashi Chadoshim. V'achoy L'moyel Shepesach. Ein Mevarchin Olav. By the way, we accept the rule, but we have one exception. What's the one exception that comes to my mind is making a bracha for lighting the menorah in the shul. There's a minik, and we make a bracha. Then we extend it, and I've extended it to the public menorah lights. It's a minik, it's not a mitzvah at all. Chen kol davar sheyistapek lecha im tom bracha ilav. Another rule, if you have a doubt, do it without a bracha. Ula oilam yisrael adam a bracha she'ein atzricha. And in the reverse, v'yirbe bebrachis atzrichos. V'chein David Omar, v'chol yoim avorcheko. The Rebbe spoke about what's the ray b'chol from the pasuk. V'chol yoim avorcheko can mean that every day make a bracha. Of course, then, since the Rambam spoke about the inyan of making me a bracha, and we know David HaMelech was misakin that. So, and the reason, Taka, why we have to make an effort sometimes, we paskin that you are allowed on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, eat fruit, make a bracha yishayin, make a bracha achrein, eat again a fruit, to hit the mea bracha is, so when David HaMelech said, b'cholim avrecheka, since he was the one that was misakin the mea brachas, he had this in mind. Let's fill up your days with brachas. Chevra, we concluded the laws of brachas. Now let's start, Hilchos Mila. The Rambam writes, mitzvahs asei achas, v'hi lamul hazacharim, to circumcise males b'yoyim hashmini on their eighth day, ubir mitzvah zu, v'prakim elo. We're going to learn in this chapter the basic laws of b'smila. This chapter has 18 halachas. Let's begin with halacha alef. Mila, mitzvahs asei. And what's very unique about Mila, before we read it further, it's not only viewed as a mitzvah pratis, it's also a general expression of the covenant between the Jewish people and God Almighty. And it's so serious, if you want to measure it through the Schar and the Oynish, that you're chayiv kodesh for not doing it. And other than Pesach and Mila, that's the only two really positive commandments for which you're chayiv kodesh. Shenemar, as it says in Pasuk Shlach Bacha. The Rambam writes that explicitly soon. You cannot be chayiv kodesh when you still have an opportunity. Good, one moment. But you know, just from from the punishment, it's something that if you don't do it, you're chayiv kodesh. It's that important. Shenemar, as it says in Parshas Lech Lecha, Orel Zocher, Asher Lo Yimel Es Pesar Al Lasoi, V'nichus HaNev Shem Yomel. Now let's begin. The Rambam says these are the words. O mitzvah al ha'av lamel es benoi. There's a mitzvah on the master if he owns a slave. As it says also there in Lech Lecha, you lead bias or miknas kesef. That Rambam is going to specify more. The lead bias, which is that you bought the mother. She gave birth while it was in your home. And miknas kesef is you bought it after it was born. So you bought that slave. Now, even though we mentioned there's a punishment of kares, that's not on the av is chayv lamal as benoy. But if the av was not mal as benoy, the av won't be chayv kares, nor will that av be. Avar ha'av ya'odim v'lei malas and taka bitol mitzvah sasei, which is terrible, but the einoy chayv kares, because she ain ha'karus tali ela ba'arul atzmai, as we'll see some more details. Another din, that whenever the father did not do the father's obligation, there is a communal obligation to be executed through the basin of circumcising the son. They're not allowed to chop it away from the father. The Rambam is going to write it soon. The Gemara speaks about getting it penalized 10 golden coins for chopping someone else's mitzvah. But if they see the father is not doing it, bismanoi, then they're mechuyev to do it. Halacha beis, that's a hemshach. So beis, as it comes the eighth day, Bezin is going to go into your house. They're going to take your kid and do the circumcision. No, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to grab other people's mitzvahs. You don't know what's in that person's mind. Only when that person neglected his obligation. Then, Balkarchi means of the father. You can say it's not Balkarchi of the son. The son is an 8-year-old. Now what happens? Not the father did the obligation. Not the community did the obligation. Then, when this person becomes a halachic adult, who chayiv lamal asatzma? And v'chol yem v'yem sheyavad olam sheyigdav olayom olasatzma yarei umavakal mitzvah sasei. Hold on. And when does kares come into play? Avol einoy chayiv kares ad sheyamus who arul b'meizid. So the question will be, what happens if chilosei b'pshia v'soifah bo'enis? A lot, you have to be medayik in the Rambam, what he means. When was the mazid? Okay, halacha yibo.
What does it even mean to be chayiv kares?
So kares has three consequences, one of which is a spiritual punishment. That spiritual punishment will come about on the person. God forbid, if they didn't do tshuva. Halacha yibo. Echad eved shenoy lul b'rishus Yisrael, chval kof, echad eved hanil kach min akutim. Both cases, that's called yilid bias or miknas kesef. In other words, Noilad Bereshus Yisrael means it's Yilid Bayis. It's an Eved Kanani, but the mother belongs to you. Or you bought the Eved. In both cases, the master is chayev to circumcise that Eved. The difference will be on what day. So the rule is Ella with exceptions. Generally, Yilid Bayis, that means if it was born. There was you bought the mother when you bought the mother and now the baby was born already under your domain. Then Nimol Lashmaina, like the dinazana b'noi. But if it's miknas kesef, so if a person bought a slave when the slave was one day old, they're chayv to circumcise the slave on that day. That's the rule. Miknas kesef nimol b'yom shenilka. Meaning, b'afilu l'kochay b'yom shenoylad. Day one, day two, doesn't matter, whatever the day is. Nimol b'yomay. Now that there's a klal, there's a rule. Now that Rambam is going to go into the exceptions. Halach adalad. Yesh miknas kesef. And even though you bought it, nimol l'shmoyna. On the other hand, there is a Yilid Bayis. Shenimel b'yoyim shenoylat. So let's go. Keitzad, lakach shivcham. You bought the mother. And the lakach ubara ima. She's already pregnant. V'yolda, and she gave birth. That's the Yilid Bayis. That's the normal, right? So it was born. And I don't need for her to have gotten pregnant b'reshus Yisrael. Even if she was pregnant before. The baby was born, Bidishus Yisrael, Hadezin Nimel Lashmoyna. Now, this is called the exception because you can argue you bought the baby. You paid more for the Shifcha because she was already pregnant. Even if when the sale was made, it was clear. This person is worth that much on the market. And now you have the fact that they're pregnant. So, for the fetus, you're paying extra. Doesn't matter. Nevertheless, that's the rule of Yilid Bayis. But you can call it Miknas Kesev, but also Lashmoyna. Another case, if a person buys a Shidcha only Le'iburam, you know, she's not even yours. She's yours only for her offspring. It's like when people would buy a tree, only Le'peiroi sell. Oy Shulakach Shidcha Almenas, Shaloy Lahat Bilo L'Shem Avdos. We'll see some details. Can you have such an eved or not? But that was the condition. Since you don't own the mother, or the mother is not your eved, not your halachic eved, the way your eved should be, undergoing a tefillah l'shem avdos. So that's like a miknas kesef. So it was born in your reshus. Now, in this case, that Rambam is continuing only on this last case, that a person bought a shifcha, but there was a condition made, almanas, shaloi lahat bila. What happens if you broke that condition? If you took it to the mikvah? The im tavla imay acha sheyolda, tavla l'shem avdos. So this tvila was mevatel the tanai, retroactively. Now it comes out, that this is a typical Yilid Bayis. So now Nimel Lashmoyna. Amazing. Baby was born, you have to be to circumcised today. You didn't do it yet. The mother went and made a tefillah L'Shem Avdus. So the tray is bottle, Limafreya. So that's a classical Yilid Bayis. Let's go back to that. Lokach Eved Gadol Min HaGoyim. And V'loy Ratzo Eved Lamo. He didn't want to. So what's the din? And by the way, when these people when they made a tefillah, it's not about sheva mitzvahs. They were makabel all the mitzvahs, so then they become mechuyev, like the chiyuv of all Jewish women. So you can wait 12 months. Yeser al kain, if 12 months came and went, and this adult does not want to, the word lamo is not just mila. He doesn't want to become a. The din of an Eved Kanani, which is Mila, for him, he doesn't want to do a bris Mila. Also, lekaimai kishu arel el chayzer o meichel lagoyim. Ve'im is na olav mitchila. Vuetz al rabbi hagoy shelo yamol isoy b'met varam amurim when you bought him stam. But if prior to buying him, this was clearly stipulated, can you own chevra and Eved? That's not going to undergo Mila. The answer will be it depends whether that person is accepting to keep the shavah mitzvahs. Wow. That's another rule that Rambam holds, as we'll learn at the end of the Chas Malachim, that we have to influence the goyim to keep the Shavah Mitzvahs. Well, that's one way of influencing people to keep the Shavah Mitzvahs. Now that Rambam writes something very important, the aim mekablim gertoyshev elobiz man shayyeg umayik. Now, guys, if you're going to read this halacha that Rebbe spoke about this, you're going to realize something beautiful, that you see it here and not in Hilchos Malachim. When we learned, we already learned it once, that you're only mekabel gertoyshev bizman shayyeg umayik. So what will people think? That since right now you don't have the kol yoshvela, right now, I see them tafshim pei beis, you can't be mekabel gertoyshev. So there's no inyan to get a goy to be mekabel shavah mitzvahs. The Noach says the Rambam, no, that's the whole chiddush of Allah Chavot. The Rambam is saying that even if he won't become a ger toishav, the Rambam doesn't say ubulbab that he becomes a ger toishav. The Rambam says that if from the outset a goy says, okay, I'll become your evet, I don't want to become the status of a evet kanan. If he's mekabel shavah mitzvahs ki ger toishav, even if he won't become a ger toishav, because it's not shayach ger toishav, that's fine. And from here, the Rebbe extrapolated that our achrayis, even now, prior to us having kol yoshvela, even though that nowadays you can't officiate a proper ger toishav, but there is an inyan of getting the goyim to be mekabel upon themselves the shavah mitzvahs, as the Rambam writes at the end, because God commanded them and they should know what they are. In other words, there's a status of a goy who is mekabel shavah mitzvahs. That's good. Even if he's not the official ger toishav that you see over here, Allah Zayin, ger shenichmas lekal Yisrael, chayiv milatchila. So really, when a person converts, what we have to do is what we did by Sinai. And there were three steps, and we have to follow the same order. And the three steps was first mila, and then mikvah, and then karban. And I know that nowadays we don't have a karban, but dafka, mila, and tefila, and not tefila and mila. First mila. What happens if he already had a circumcision? No problem. Hatafas dambris, according to our opinion, is not from the atara, which would be a lot more painful and maybe dangerous, but it's from the shaft. And by the way, if you do a bris mila, they don't do it b'yom shenizgai, because they don't go in the water after they have such a wound. They have to wait until it heals. Masha'enkin, if all you're doing is atafas dambris, it's mamish nothing. I saw it once. So then, it didn't happen to me. It's easy to say for that person nothing, but they don't look like a big. They say in English a procedure. They convince you here. Every time you go, it's a procedure with very little pain. I promise you, every procedure has a lot of pain. They always minimize them. You come back the next day to the doctor. You said, that's normal.
Father would always say the definition of minor surgery is surgery done on someone else.
Oh, that's very good. Minor surgery for someone else. So tzarech dam bris b'yom shenis gai. So then you do it on the day. But the point is, first blood, first the mila, however mila is, and then the mikvah. The chen katan shenei l'kashum ol, which is extremely rare. I want you to know that. Remember here in L.A., we went noilat kashum ol. It's not emes. I spoke to Rabbi Kreiman. Many kids. It's very unusual for children to have a very little artala, which is. But mamish, noilat kishu umol, Rabbi Kreiman says he never saw such a thing. It's a big statement. Tzorech lahat yomenu dam b'ris v'yer mashmi. Androgynous. What's an androgynous? That's someone who's born with two genders. Sheyesh v'yizachus kazachim. He has a male organ and he has the female body parts. Tzorech lomul oisoy bashmin. He's obligated to do a bris mila on the eighth day. And if a baby is born, yoytze doifin means he went out of the wall. Today it's called the cesarean section. And umi sheyesh leshtei arlos, he has two organs, two male members. Malin eshtei yem bashmini. Lachaches. Another rule. Ein malin lo'elam alabayim. Bris mila has to be done by day. Guys, by day, not only on the eighth day, because prior to the eighth day, you can't do it. What happens if, God forbid, they didn't do it on the eighth day? Or al pi alacha, they didn't do it on the eighth day. You would argue, well, now that you could do it on the ninth, the 10th, 11th, do it ASAP, even the night prior. No, no, no. No matter when you do it, only by day. And when... Achar alois hashemesh, stam lohoyed. Do you remember that Rambam never using this lashon alois hashemesh? Alois hashemesh, by the way, is netzachama. Normally, the expression is netzachama, alois hashachar, alois hashemesh. Maybe it's not exactly netzachama. Maybe there's something special about this alois. Like when is netz from the beginning, when the sun begins to go over the horizon? Maybe alois hashemesh means after the entirety of the ball of the sun is over the horizon. Now, the point of Bayoim is Bein Bayoim Hashmini Shuzmano, and even if the meal was done, Shaloi Bizmano, not God forbid, prior to his Asr, but after the eighth day, which is the ninth day and on, seventh day is not Shaloi Bizmano, seventh day you're mutilating the child. You're wounding that you're being a chayvel. Shenemar, as it says, Vayoyim Hashmini, and from that we learn always by day and not by night. Mo mishalam oda shachar, prior to alayis hashemesh, b'diyevet kosher. Another rule, when during the day, chol ayim kosher lamilo. Afal pikein, because of the general rule, that is reason magdima lamitzvahs, mitzvah la'agda matchila ayim shizdiri lamitzvahs. And what happens if you have to pick and choose between Zriza Magdimah LaMitzvahs and the other virtue of, the other value of Roivam Hadras Melach? So which one trumps? So the Rebbe holds that when it comes specifically to Obris Milah, Roivam Hadras Melach trumps Zrizim, which is why it's common among Yidden today that you have a bris in the afternoon. And it's okay when the family chose the afternoon because more people are coming in the afternoon. Okay, but if not for the Roivam, now we go. We mentioned many cases. Right? Hold on. Bismano is doicha Shabbos. Shaloi bismano ain't a doicha. And it's the problem is you're making a wound. Wounding is something that you can't do not on Shabbos nor on Yontif. And when I've been talking about the carrying prior that might be needed, which is not a problem for Yontif, but the act itself can only be done if it's on the eighth day. So if you have that sign of one on the eighth day, if there is the affliction of the leprosy, punt on the arla, and the Torah says ishamer benegat tzoras, we're not allowed to cut out the tzoras. If it's on the arla, you're always obligated. That's the classic asay. And the Gemara Yevamos, that's one of the examples. Hishamer means a lot. The answer is Yavei Yasei V'Yitches Lois Asei. Now hold on. Why isn't the Asei Doicha Lois Asei of Shabbos and Yontif? If it's not Bezman HaTayuah, because both Shabbos and Yontif, Shabbosin is Asei Shabbos. By Yontif it also says Shabbosin and Lois Asei Malach. Ein Asei Doicha Asei V'Lois Asei. And I say it's only doich halosis. Halacha yud. Shem shemila sabonim doich hasa Shabbos. Mamesh ka milas avodim. Shem namal mishmoina. Doich hasa Shabbos. Im chol shmina lem b'Shabbos. Okay? Not the one that you bought. And I'll tell you something very clear. We can't do transactions like this on Shabbos anyways. So who knows? Why are you going to be chayiv? Because it was born into you. So if it's the eighth day, you're chayiv. Chutz mi yelid bayis. As we learned before, and then we learned that exceptional case. Then she broke that tonight, so it was mabatal the tonight. And now, since she went to the mikveh, now you have to toivel the baby on the eighth day. And the reason, just another reason for that is because there is a machlekes in the Gemara whether her tefillah is lebafrei mabatal the tonight. So since there is a machlekes, and here you might be machal Shabbos, so we paskin on one hand. But if it goes into Chilul Shabbos, then there's the Sofik. I say, no, sometimes when you paskin, you're not paskining Vada, you're paskining because of a Sofik. You're legislating the Sofik. You paskin to be Machmer. So now that being Machmer is going to be Machal Shabbos, you have to do it on the ninth day. You doubt. Katan Shenoilat Kishnoj. You can't do it on the Biyoim Shenoilat. But on the other hand, you can't do it on the eighth day for Shabbos. You delay it. Katan Shenoilat Kishmo. Or me Shenoilat Bechaydash Hashmini Liibure. Let's start getting into this whole dinim. If you know for sure the baby was only was developed over 8 months, prior to the baby being fully developed, because even, guys, first of all, according to the Torah, there are two ways that children can develop. One is 7 months, and 7 months means 6 months and one day. And such a baby can also be born on the 8th month, but it's like a baby today being born to the 10th month. But if it was born on the 8th month, which means we know that it is a halachic primi, means not that it can be breathing, but halachically, until 30 days pass, there's a halacha of this person will not survive. Or a cesarean baby, or a androgynous, or a person who's born with two male members, even though we said before they all have to undergo a circumcision, but they are not doicha Shabbos. Ella on the Moilum, not on the 7th. On Sunday, Be'echad B'Shabbos. Shu Yoyim Chi Shalem, not on the 7th, but the day afterwards. Halacha Yudveis, Mi Shalem Ben Hashmashes. Let's go that Ben Hashmashes is 13 and a half minutes, or the Alter Rebbe is 20 minutes. Sofik Ba'yom, Sofik Ba'laylam. Moinen Min Alayla Ben Imalachi, because you can never be Mal on the 7th. So if you have to pick suffix 7, suffix 8, or 8th or 9th, even though you have to be mal bisman, you don't have an option, you have to be mal on the later date. Shu suffix shmini. Ve'im noilo derev Shabbos, ben ashmashis. So listen what's going on over here. What's if ben ashmashis is yoim, when is the 8th day? Friday. Can't do it on Friday because maybe ben ashmashis was Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos because maybe it was Friday. And if Shabbos is the 9th day, shaloi bismana. And you have to do it on Sunday, do it on the 10th day, suffix 10th day. On Sunday, that's how we pass. A baby that was born in the 8th month, unlike we had before, that Amram wrote that you see the baby is not fully developed. What happens if it's born in the 8th month? And that's the simon. Then we say that really this is a zibitol. This is a baby that was developed in 7 months. Uben Shivavu. Elamai, he hung out, you know, he wanted to learn with the Malach, another Chodesh. Didn't remember so good. He needed to chazer some dinim. And therefore, it has the status of a living child. And therefore, Mutal Tal B'Shabbos Ve'enik Ka'evan. So, Ramallah Naisim B'Shabbos. Avolim Noila, the Su'ari Lokiv in Sipanam Shalem Kibri Yasan. If you have the hair and the nails are not developed, he should have been born on the 9th month, and he came before he was born. And when you know that this is the case, not a suffix, when you know this is the case, first of all, and the Gemara speaks about how the mother should nurse, but in a way where you're not doing a muktzah. But nevertheless, if the baby survived for 30 days, now, and he's like all other children, and therefore, you have to do a bris, right? Later, but not on Shabbos. Shekol Shashash Shleishim Yom Adam automatically is no longer considered a halachic stillborn. Halacha 14. Mi Shenoil Luchedish Hashvi Libura. Im Noil Shalayim Areziv Al Chakayama. And therefore, you do a bris mil on Shabbos. If you have a Safik Ben Shiviv Safik Ben Shmoyno, Safik Ben Shiviv Shmoyno means Safik. That means that the hair is Shalayim and the nails are not. Give me an example. So you don't know. It's not all of this among him that he's not that he's a 9th month baby. Some of a 7, some of a 9. Now that Amam says Gavaldik, you do a bris mil on Shabbos because me manav shach. Guys, me manav shach. You don't do if it's a vaday nefer. Then you don't do it. But here there's a suffix because I guess if he's a ben shiva b'shalayim, then you have to do a bris mil on the 8th day, even though it's on Shabbos. If he's a ben shmoina. What's the worst case scenario? The isur of the violation of Shabbos is you're doing chayvul. Chayvul is only on a living being. If you cut a piece of flesh on Shabbos, you're not breaking Shabbos. If he's a ben shmaino. Now, guys, this is very important. No, you don't say, why didn't you say it by a ben shmaino? Because there has to be at least a suffix mitzvah. Because this, it's muktzah. If there is a suffix mitzvah, then you are going to overrule the issue of muktzah. If it's vaday muktzah, then you don't say that. Even though if the baby survives for 30 days, then you do a bris milah later. Let's go back to halacha tzvav. What happens? What's birth? It's when the padachtoy comes out. Right here, the Rambam says, when the head comes out, ben ashmashes. Even though the rest of the baby did not come out only until night, was if you would view birth as the roiv of the body, then you would say it was born on Shabbos. Do the bris milah on Shabbos. Since the head came out, Bein HaShmashes, what did we learn? Bein HaShmashes, you got to wait until Sunday, in Malaris and the Shabbos. V'chol mishinu bechas HaShabbos, inu bechas Yontev Rishoy. Why is that? Because bris milah is an asay. We said Yontev is an esen aloysis. But according to the Rambam, v'doiches Yontev Sheni. Because Yontev Sheni began with a suffix. And then it became a minik. So Yovei mitzvahs asay to be doiche the minik. However, because Chazal made it into one kedusha. Remember that kedusha achatz. Now, many people are going to use the word v'chol, not v'chein. That v'chol milo shloy bezmano eino doicha shnei yomim toivim shol Rosh Hashanah. It's not only when it comes to the safek that we were learning now, but let's say a baby was sick, example, as we'll learn soon, and therefore you needed to wait. Once it was not on the 8th day for any reason. Not only can you not do it on Rosh Hashanah, on the first day you also, by Rosh Hashanah, one Kedusha goes automatically for both days. And let's finish the Perek. Halacha tazayin, choyla ein malon oisin atche yabah. Now, what type of choyla that Rambam is going to differentiate? There's when the whole body is sick, and then when one limb is sick. How long do you have to wait after they get well? If the whole body was sick, then after they get well, you have to wait a full 7 days. That you can say, 1 second, 8 days passed, they were sick, they were better. Why wait a week? That's only when the baby had fever. Fever means that there was an infection in the entire body or any other illness that is affecting the whole body. Then we say, wait a full week. If the problem was that the eyes were hurting, which is not good, you don't do the bris milah when the eyes are hurting. But the moment that goes away, boom, right then do the bris milah if it's not on Shabbos. The age she pascho eino v'yirafu. You don't wait a week. If he's very yellow, we call this jaundice or infantile jaundice. Until there's more blood circulating and he looks a proper color. The Rambam doesn't write 7 days here. Clear, right? The Rambam writes, wait until the color returns. Or the opposite, if he was very red, which means the blood was not absorbed in his body yet. So it looks like he was painted. The final halacha, yudches, isha. She circumcised her first son, that the isha herself did not do the bris. It means, you know, who gives the baby to the bris? That's the whole beauty of the kvater. I mean, who the baby's with the mother. Mother gave the baby for someone to do a bris milah, and they did the bris milah. Why is that? All we know is that it took away his strength. We can't find anything specific, because if there's something specific and the second baby doesn't have that specific, then it's not a problem. But the first baby passed away. And then God, Rahman al-Islam, another, doesn't matter if they're different fathers. That's for sure not. What do you do in this case that it was weak? Wait until the baby gets older. And you don't specify how long, you need a doctor involved here. The Rambam concludes, and you should know that you can do a circumcision later. The Rebbe has just a quickly, such a beautiful word. What does the Rebbe says like this, that there, when you do a bris milah, there's the act of the bris milah, and then you're a moho. If you're going to delay it, one would argue that for the days, for the period of time that you were not circumcised, you don't have a retroactive circumcision. Yes, you do. That is the emphasis of the Rambam. The Rambam wants to bring out, it's that if the baby will die, the end of the world. And if you do it later, not only do you get it from then on, but retroactively, the yid has a bris milah. Because be'emes, like we spoke out, bris milah isn't only a mitzvah pratis, but bris milah is expressing the fact that we are connected to God. And every yid b'pnimius is connected to God. The bris milah is externalizing effect. So once you externalize it, it was megala that this person was always a yid with a bris milah. To be continued.
Rabbi, so we have two more chapters of this. So the Seder Tefillah Kol HaShana, are we going to go through that?
I'm going to go through everything, yeah.
Okay, so how many days is that?